Welcome to
NaturalDocRadio.com.
Right, NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining me is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we want to give you a little background about ourselves, because on this website, you'll be able to find very important information about ways to stay healthy and ways to restore your health. We're not into using drugs, because drugs aren't treating, just treating symptoms, and there's no such thing as a drug deficiency.
We are not focused so much on treating disease as we are focused on maintaining wellness, creating an anti-aging lifestyle and nutrition support for that anti-aging focus. And when you have a particular issue, to get to the core, the origin of that issue, and provide what your body needs to correct it.
Now, I've implemented that philosophy for almost the last 30 years of my practice. And I'll tell you, when it comes to mainstream medicine, what's changed in the last 30 years is the recognition that diet plays an important role in our health. Because 30 years ago, they said obesity wasn't a disease. They said you can eat anything you want, as evidenced by the food pyramid. But now they're paying a little bit more attention to the food you eat. Not enough attention, because you find out about one thing and then there's 10 other things that pop up about foods and things you should avoid. But not much has changed except the number of drugs that are offered to the American public in the last 30 years.
The drugs that not only treat the symptoms of an identifiable disease, but then all of the additional drugs that are offered to patients to treat the side effects from the original drugs.
So I have deviated from that approach, because the mainstream approach is to identify a patient's symptom or complaint and then find the drug to treat that complaint. And that doesn't get people well. It doesn't, you take better care of your cars than mainstream medicine takes care of people's bodies. And by that I mean, if your car isn't functioning, let's say your tires are wearing out, you go and bring it in and figure out what's wrong, because you don't want your tires to wear out again. In other words, you won't just replace the tires and not pay attention to the balancing or the alignment or the pressure in the tires. You want to do preventive maintenance on your car. But when it comes to your body, that's totally ignored by mainstream medicine, and they'll just give you a pill every time something goes wrong. Here's another pill for that problem.
I'll go you one better, Dr. Slavin. We take better care of our pets, because when you take your pet to the veterinarian, what they'll ask, if the pet is having a problem, what have they been eating? What are you feeding your poor little pet? And unfortunately, the mainstream medical approach doesn't take into consideration what people have been feeding themselves.
Now, you reminded me of someone who used to give terrific lectures, Dr. Joel Wallach, DVM, veterinarian, and he said the farmers take better care of their animals than we do of ourselves. And you know why? They don't have insurance on those animals. So they want to figure out ways to keep them healthy so they don't have to run up those big vet bills if their animals get sick. We have insurance, so people don't care, take care of themselves. They say, oh, when I get sick, I'll go to the doctor and he'll fix me up. Doesn't work that well.
It's kind of like patch-up medicine. Unfortunately, the animals that are owned by an individual farmer, I think that focus is true, but the animals that form the basis of most Americans' livestock, where they're eating the animal flesh, the beef, the chicken, the turkey, and I'm going to throw in fish, because if it's farm-raised, not wild-caught, it all kind of comes into the same situation, where the food created to raise those animals makes them marketable quicker, but doesn't necessarily assure health or an end product that is nutritious. So the contamination with genetically modified grains, improperly fed to steer animals, the both in the beef industry and in the dairy industry, creating all kinds of havoc because those animals are meant to graze on grass, not eat grains. Then throw in the antibiotics. Then throw in a wide range of different chemicals to make them marketable sooner, but not necessarily healthier.
Well, unfortunately, the farmers, the ones that do I don't know what to call it, not traditional farming, we'll call it mainstream farming. You know, they've been misled, just like the American public has been misled when it comes to healthcare. They don't realize that using antibiotics is not a good approach, or using genetically modified food, or feeding the animals a food that they weren't ever meant to eat. And the same holds true to humans. You should eat the food you've been meant to eat, not genetically modified food, not food that's been processed, and not food that has all these artificial ingredients added to it. I mean, this really is a major cause for many of the problems people face as they get older. We're talking about the diseases associated with getting older, chronic diseases. Most of them are self-inflicted from the food we eat.
Well, you have a phrase that tells the story, Dr. Slavin, we're digging our graves with our forks.
No, I don't know who said it first, but it wasn't me.
It wasn't you?
But I like that. I still like that one. And the other saying that I think I said first was, just because you feel good doesn't mean you're not sick. And that highlights the real problem with healthcare in this country. If you feel good, they think you're not sick. They wait for you to develop symptoms, and then they decide, okay, maybe we'll give you a drug. If the symptoms are more severe, maybe we'll put you in the hospital. But there is no effort made to keep you from developing symptoms or keeping you out of the hospital, because after all, that's where they make most of their money, is patients getting sick enough to be in a hospital. But that's really a reflection of the weakness of our healthcare system.
Unfortunately, I see so many people that their blood work is tracking in a specific direction that leads you to believe that they are in the process of developing a disease. And their physicians, oftentimes their physician's approach is, well, let's just wait and see, not making a suggestion, well, perhaps you need to speak with someone about adjusting your activity level, adjusting your sleep patterns, taking in more water, and the huge part, making a dramatic change with your diet. I see that with people developing a variety of different types of thyroid disease, blood sugar imbalances, blood pressure. The people are going to their physician's offices, seeing their, having their blood pressure taken, and there's a developing pattern of each year a little bit higher and higher and higher blood pressure. But the approach is, well, let's wait and see. Wait till something develops.
Well, no, they say, well, you have high blood pressure, we'll give you a medication for that. And when the medication is no longer effective, we'll add a second medication. And then when you get a heart attack, we'll put you in the hospital. Or if you get a stroke, we'll put you in the hospital. And they're not taking any steps. In other words, they're not being proactive to answer the question, what's behind your high blood pressure? Is it something you're eating? Is it food allergies? Is it nutritional deficiencies? Is it stress? Stress is a major factor in illness that nobody pays much attention to. So those are the kind of things. So some of the topics we'll cover, and we're going to post it on this website by topic. So we'll be talking about the thyroid, about bioidentical hormones, chelation therapy, vaccinations, which we feel are totally unnecessary, and the public has been misled into thinking that they're not only necessary but effective. We'll be talking about alternatives to medication, to surgery, ways of maintaining your youth. Jana, what else?
Maintaining your health before a serious disease state develops. And there are so many different approaches that people can learn about that will make a dramatic difference in how they feel, how they sleep, how their immune system works, all of the criteria that you would use to evaluate true health, not just freedom from specific disease symptoms.
Genetically modified foods, if you haven't heard of that, we'll be explaining what that means.
Water.
The importance of water. Something that's very common now is the avoidance of gluten-containing products and what that means.
It's very interesting to me with regard to the gluten-containing products, because very often I think it isn't necessarily just the gluten. It's the way the wheat has been hybridized and certainly genetically modified. So diabetes, arthritis, headaches, lack of energy, insomnia, poor digestion. I speak to so many people who are unhappily dealing with heartburn and then the different medications. And unfortunately for many people, those medications don't often solve the problem.
Well, they give you symptom relief, but the minute you stop taking it, the symptoms come back again because you haven't removed the cause. And that's what we want to bring out to people, is the cause of a lot of problems. So that makes me think of electromagnetic fields. We're all exposed to them. What are you doing about them? Very important topic. Or what effect does your dentist have on your general health? You know, we don't think about the fact that, you know, playing around in your mouth can have systemic effects if things aren't done properly.
I unfortunately was reading about a child's death because of a dental procedure. So as you say, Dr. Slavin, very frequently.
Was that the one in Hawaii?
I think so.
Yeah.
And so again, we don't give the visit to the dentist a second thought. We think that anything that the dentist is going to be using in our mouths has to have been accepted, proven, hopefully, as safe. And it tends to be shocking when we find out just how fraught with danger many of these chemicals used by dentists are.
So that's sort of a summary of what we'll be talking about in the weeks and hopefully years to come. We'll also be talking about diagnostic tests you can have that mainstream doctors don't perform, because frankly they don't want to spend the time going over them with you, but it can give you important information to guide you in ways of keeping yourself healthy. And by that I mean the typical tests they do are really to determine whether you're sick enough to go in a hospital or not. They're not really looking at how your body is functioning and whether it's functioning normally or abnormally. And you could have absolutely no symptoms at that stage. But those are the tests you want to know about, because you can make the changes to correct it and therefore reduce the need later on down the line of more serious medical interventions. So, Jana, right now I'd like to end this segment, and we'll be back with many other topics.